Can you all help me and join me in prayer so that the butterflies will fly in formation? Can we do that? We can invite the Holy Spirit. Father in heaven above, we come to you as your children and we love you. I ask, Lord, that the Holy Spirit would bring me words of life, life with a capital L, who is Jesus. That all of us here, Lord, may be grown and fed and nurtured and nourished. For your glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I wanted to go ahead and share with you this morning about praise and worship. But I wanted to share with you this morning about praise and worship from a congregational perspective. What do I, as a member of the congregation, bring with me through the doors of Marion Christian Center to praise and worship? You all do realize that it's not just a one-way thing here, right? You all understand, and you know, forgive me if I'm preaching to the choir here, but you know, we aren't supposed to come here, even though we have been indoctrinated in a culture of entertainment. We aren't supposed to come here and passively sit back and say, okay, Mike and the minstrels, bring it to me. I get silence. Okay. We, as members of the congregation, the body of Christ, are to come with anticipation. We are supposed to come through that door leaning forward. Okay. Now, I have a question for everybody. Okay. What is the one thing that you as I, as individuals, absolutely control when we walk through the door at Marion Christian Center? Our heart, right? Please don't tell me your kids. Raised four, been there, done that. Okay. As a matter of fact, my children have taught me more about the illusion of management control. Okay. The one thing that we bring to praise and worship as a member of the congregation is our heart. Okay. Now, I've put together some notes for you. In the handout, all right? And if you'll go with me there to the handout, I want to go ahead and talk together about a covenant act. Because when you and I gather together as a body of Christ on Sunday mornings, we are joining together in a covenant. Okay? We aren't here because of routine. We aren't here because of habit. We aren't here because of somebody in our lives as a child saying to you, if you're going to be a good Christian, you go to church on Sunday morning. Where does that put your heart? Puts it into works, right? We're here because of duty. You know? We're here because of relationship with each other, as well as the body of Christ with Jesus. Who's the head? Right? And it's been taught here over and over and over again. All of us are important as a body of Christ. Okay? Because when I come here in a covenant act, I bring my heart here as a member of the congregation to join in unity and trust with everybody that's in this congregation. Now, in your notes, one of the things that's, you know, in there, it says there's a little saying that says when you choose a learning method, you are choosing the position of your heart. Now, what do you mean by that, Dave? Well, let's take a look at a lot of the different learning methods that we have out there. Okay, there's expository. There's interactive. There's case study. You know, case study is taught at the MBA, Harvard Law School, right? Okay. Case study is designed thinking. Okay. If you choose that learning method, where are you positioning your heart? I'm positioning my heart in a place where somebody else is going to define my thinking. Okay. Here's one for you. You ready? This should ring a bell with a number of people. Gamification. Wow. Okay. Anybody ever played an educational game? Okay. That's a method of learning. Where do you position your heart if you are using gamification to learn? I'm here to have fun and be entertained. Yeah. How about some of the classic ones, right? Socratic method. Oh my. Okay. Anybody know what the Socratic method is besides the people that are sitting around the congregation giggling? Yeah. Here's the Socratic method. Watch our political arena today. Okay? Because here's the Socratic method. The Socratic method is, I am going to sit back as a skeptic, and you are going to make a statement, and I am going to make a diametrically opposed statement. And then you and I are going to argue and debate. Until we reach a common ground, a common solution. Socratic method. Okay. Now, if you choose that method when you walk in the door at Marion Christian Center, what are you doing to the position of your heart? Come on, what are you doing? You're setting yourself up as a hardened heart. Okay. Now, probably am one of the people in this congregation that has struggled with this whole kind of a thing, you know, in terms of, you know, where do I position my heart? Okay. Because what the Bible teaches us is that we are to position our hearts so that we walk in the door at Marion Christian Center and I sit down as an individual, I join in congregational trust. As a child. Okay. Now, if you look at your handout, you know, what is the biblical method of teaching and learning? You know, maybe on the second page or so, right? The biblical method of learning and teaching starts with words that I have trouble pronouncing. Okay. And, you know, forgive me if I don't get them all right, right? Aleph. Lamad, Yara, Shannon, Yakar. Okay. How'd I do? Close? Okay. Okay. Everybody good with that? Yeah. Now here's the point. If the Bible teaches in these methods, do you think it might be worthwhile that we position our heart in these methods, when we come together as an individual member of the congregation, do you think the Holy Spirit may speak in these methods? You know, God's word has been given to us and all things will pass away, but what remains? God's word. Okay. So look at this with me for a minute, okay? The first one, Aleph, is to associate with, Lamad, to direct, Yara, pointing out the way. Shannon, to make pointed. Yekar, to turn the head. Now, if you get to the meanings of that, the first one is to learn by yoking. The second one is to learn by goading. The third one is to learn by pointing. The next one is to learn by sharpening. And the last one is to learn by chastisement. I got a question for all you teachers around the room, including parents. You are a teacher. Okay. Isn't that how you teach kids? Isn't that how you teach children? Okay. More importantly, on translation, go down the column of translation with association, instruction, direction, skills, and discipline. Isn't that as a child how you learn? Now, the reason why I'm taking time to go ahead and do this is because before we can talk about corporate praise and corporate worship and what my individual role is as a member of the congregation and what I'm supposed to bring, we got to talk about where you're going to choose to position your heart. Because that is a choice you make. Okay? Now, I want to go ahead and make it also clear that when you make a choice to go ahead and have a seeking heart, when you come here as a member of the congregation, you're going to pay a price. Come on now. Everybody gets quiet again. What is it called in the Bible? A sacrifice of praise. Okay. I'm sorry, but if you're coming here with your agenda, I'm looking to go ahead and feel good. Sorry. It's not about your agenda. It's not about my agenda. It's about His agenda. That's why when we have leadership that stands up and say, we look for the leading of the Holy Spirit in our services, that means, oh, wow, you mean I can go ahead and be a child and trust my fellow congregational members that they aren't going to look sideways at me? Did you see that, Dave Isley? Huh? I mean, think about that. Don't we all go ahead and come to a place where we can trust? Deep and wide, there's a flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a fountain flowing deep and wide. And as Pastor Lois said, hey! A sacrifice of praise. Oh, so the sacrifice that the Bible calls you and I as a member of congregation to make is to lay down my adult dignity. Sacrifice of praise is to walk in the door and lay your burdens down. Okay. Why? Who's already made the sacrifice? Okay. Now, I have news for all of you. Okay. We will never be adults in the kingdom of God. Amen, brother. Okay. We will always, forever, be children in the kingdom of God. Okay. That's why I've often said that, once we go ahead as believers, get much past the level of an 11 or 12-year-old, in terms of our understanding and our grasp of the gospel, we start to diminish its power to transform our lives and our hearts. Now, that doesn't mean that simple does not have depth. Because it does. But when we go ahead and start adding complexity to simple, we start wandering into confusion. Okay? Now, remember, okay? As we define praise and worship, what is the one thing that as a member of this congregation, I bring? My heart. Okay? Now, if I go ahead and take a look at the handout. Thank you. If I go ahead and take a look at the handout, there's a listing in there Okay. Everybody see the references down below on the page? Okay. Now, I need to talk to you about something critically important as an individual believer. Okay. There is no substitute for making your Bible yours. There is no substitute for you, your Bible, and the Holy Spirit all together in one place, in one mind, one heart, and one accord. Okay? That's why I've done this the way that I've done this. Please don't govern your lives by what somebody else says about the gospel. That's a long, slow, painful road. Okay? That is oftentimes filled with a lot of law. Okay? And one of the things that we lay down when we come into praise and worship as an individual is law. Okay? I mean, look at this. Okay? Go with me here. By the way, the numbers in here goes ahead and cross-references into Strong's. Okay? There's a couple of websites there that, you know, I was sharing with Pastor Perry and, you know, making sure that I'm, you know, in the flow with the leadership and, you know, the direction of the church, et cetera, so on and so forth. And you should have seen this guy. He lit up. Oh, you know this website? What's the first website on the listing? It's so great. You can go ahead and it, like a child. Okay. You know, you all realize as you go down through this list, okay, a sacrifice of praise, confession, praise for what God is doing. Read with me here. Okay. Shout, cry out, battle cry, split the ears. Spontaneous sung praises, declaring the character and attributes of God, the praise that God dwells in. Throw out the hand. Give thanks. Bless the Lord. Kneel. I'd kneel, but I might have a difficult time getting back up, right? Okay. Yeah. Kneel and what? Cup your hands. Yeah. Do y'all get the idea that praise involves your body? Okay. Have you ever stopped to consider why? Part of what the Holy Spirit, I believe, does when we get enter into praise is embarrass our flesh. Come on.
Deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a deep and wide, deep and wide, there's a deep and wide.
Now, if you don't think that isn't embarrassing, okay, why do I do that as a member of the congregation here? Because it is positioning my heart. Okay. Part of what goes on here as a member of the congregation is that when I enter into praise, corporate praise, I don't worry about looking around. I am with my daddy. Okay? And if somebody else has a problem with that, it ain't my issue. Okay? Now, if I am out of line and out of the flow, okay, there are folks around here who over the 35 years that I've been a member here have gently come and said, Dave, come on. Okay. Because just like all of us, do you think that Dave Isley has crossed over into his agenda? Okay. Now, I don't know if you all know it or not, but you know, I've been known to shout once or twice. Shall I tell you about my journey through the sacrifice of praise about shouting at the inappropriate times? But I can do that as a child. Because fortunately, I was blessed with people around me in the congregation that loved me enough and got me through that. Without... Now, I shared some of this teaching about praise and worship, and praise is different from worship. And how can I say that? Because the Bible speaks to it differently. Okay. And I shared a little bit about this last year in our small group. And one of the things that somebody commented about reading through this list, I mean, take a look at this list with me, right? Touch the string, sings praise with an instrument. Joyful sound. Blessed is the people who know the joyful sound, the alarm, the signal, the sound of tempest. Shout, blast of war, the shout and shofar blast that brought down the walls of Jericho. Now, you do believe that the Bible speaks the truth, right? Okay. Do you think the walls of Jericho were brought down by dignity? How many days were the entire nation walking around as children? Okay. Come on, think about it. All right. We all have the capacity to praise. We all do. Okay. Well, that's just, I just kind of get embarrassed. Okay. Amen. Press through. I mean, come on, we're in a society and culture, right?
Go Blue!
Come on! I look at myself in the mirror every once in a while, and it's like, Dave, are you willing to humble your soul and subject your soul to your spirit leading? That's what I'm talking about when I walk through the door, and you place the condition of your heart. It's a decision. It's a choice. Okay? Open your Bibles with me to Romans 15, 7 through 12. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us, to the glory of God. Now I say that Jesus Christ has become a servant to the circumcision for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers, and that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written. For this reason, I will confess to you among the Gentiles and sing to your name. And again, he says, rejoice, O Gentiles, with his people. And again, praise the Lord, all ye Gentiles. Laud him, all ye peoples. And again, Isaiah says, there shall be a root of Jesse, and he who shall rise to reign over the Gentiles, in him the Gentiles shall hope. Okay. Now, you gotta understand, okay? We are a church that uses demonstration. Okay. Because we go ahead and approach teaching and learning and preaching in this church from a competence level, not an intellectual level. Okay? Which is why we demonstrate, because a competence is your ability to demonstrate understanding. Okay? So, guess what's coming? Okay? Mike, would you and the minstrel stand with me, please? Okay, everybody watch. Watch me this time. Okay? Watch me this time. Okay?
Clap your hands. hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise Him, praise Him, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Mike Mitchell, here we go.
Here we go.
Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise Him. Praise Him. Shout unto God with a voice of praise. Woo! Everybody stand up. The purpose here is one mind, one accord. If I need to embarrass my flesh to get that out of the way, if I need to go ahead and lay my burdens down, if I need to go ahead and embarrass myself so that I can come as a child, okay?
It's worth it. Okay? All right, together. Here we go. Ready?
Clap hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Clap your hands, all ye people, shout unto God with a voice of praise. Hosanna, Hosanna, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Praise Him, praise Him, shout unto God with a voice of praise.
Again, here we go. Thank you. Please be seated. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there is order in that. Now, some days it may appear like you're herding chickens. But there is order and purpose in that. The Bible teaches us that we are to enter into where? His gates with, right? We are enter His gates with thanksgiving and enter His courts with praise. Coming out of unity as a bunch of children to our Heavenly Father, we enter into His presence. Okay. Now, go with me to the handout here in terms of worship. Okay. The word worship, or the whole concept of worship in the Bible, is only taught one way. Everybody see the list of praise that we just talked about? Worship is only taught one way in the Scriptures. What's it say in your notes? Bow down. Okay. Now, the process of bowing down is exactly that. It's a matter of surrendering to His control. You must be alone with no self-worship. Okay. It's a lifestyle. It's acknowledging Him as Lord and Savior. Now look at the bottom line. Worship activates our faith. We talk about being renewed as eagles, right? The whole process of renewing and recharging is worship, because it activates our faith. Okay? Minstrels, stand with me.
Glory and honor and praise. there be glory and honor and praises. Glory and honor to Jesus. Glory, honor. Glory and honor to Him.
Bowing down equips us for the week ahead. Worship and bowing down activates our spirits and our faith so that when they stand up here and preach the word, our faith is strengthened and nourished so that we can go out there, okay? Equipped. Ready for the week. During worship, the Lord may speak to you through a scripture. He may speak to you through your circumstances from the past week. He may pull you aside and said, we're going to deal with this. Because the power of sin has no authority in your life. Praise and worship. What do I bring as a member of the congregation? My heart. To go before my Father as a child and bask in His presence and know that He has activated my faith and strengthened my faith, and that I am ready for the week ahead. That's why Sunday's the first day of the week. Okay. Now I want to do a final activation and then I'm done. Okay. What I want to do is I want all of us to recognize that what you feed will grow. What you starve will wane, will fall off. And what I want us to do is, as a congregation, I want us to commit to go ahead and come in the doors of Marion Christian Center next Sunday and every Sunday, regardless of whether I fought with my wife all the way here and we put our face on, or my children puke all over the car, or I've got the diaper of doom to change. I will commit to coming in that door with my heart positioned right, in anticipation of what the Holy Spirit's going to do. And I want to do an activation that we've done around here before. It's called As One. But do it as a commitment to that. I'm going to come. I'm going to commit to the covenant that I have here with my fellow believers to enter into praise and worship with my heart positioned right. Okay. Because that's what I bring to praise and worship, to a service here. Okay. Now with me, for those of you who haven't done it, what we're going to do is that we're going to go ahead and we're going to go as one. Okay. As our commitment to walk in these doors and to set aside our burdens, to set aside the cares of the world, to set aside the fact that might not have the right songs to suit me. You bring it. Okay. All together. Ready? As one. Come on, say it like you mean it. As one. One more time. As one. Amen.